This bar is tended by the founders of the American Association of Whiskey Peeps. The statue-loving historian himself, Trico, brings you the facts one indictment at a time. Foxy Babe Steph keeps the boys in line, and of course the color man Big Dev and his old Roman mind. So fill your glass with rye and raise it up on high, cause this is your shot of history.
And welcome back to Shot of History. I'm your co-host, Trike.
I'm Stephanie.
Dev?
And, I'm the color man, Big Dev. I got to fix the mics.
No. He's working the board here. He's working the board.
And with us today is a ton of people.
We have people. Yeah. We have a gaggle of people here. I love it. You guys can say your names and
I didn't know if we were actually on mic now.
Yes, you are on mic. Yes.
Hello, I am Blue Raven Hoovener.
I'm Allie.
Thank you guys. And we have Eddie running the camera.
Hello.
He's like, I'm not going to put my face on here, but.
Really talk yourself up. There you go. Great job, man.
Hey, the name precedes me.
So we are live at Clash of Ages here in Birch Run, Michigan. We're having a really good time. Yesterday we had the Detroit Fight Club on.
And we refereed their fight.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys counted the strikes and I timed it and we had a lot of fun. And
it was awesome.
The gentlemen who were fighting were really nice.
Yeah.
We got to pet dogs. Me and Devin, the whole dog petting thing.
I think you completely skipped over the fact that you put a flag in the studio.
I did put a flag in the studio.
Which is now your boobs.
My boobs are the studio.
That's a code word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave has already said he's going to spend all day in the studio.
Sorry, Dave. You just got dragged into that. I mean, you did say it, though.
Yeah,
so.
That is some words that came out of his mouth.
So we tried to talk about history yesterday. We tried to talk
about... As we do every show.
We tried to talk about Ivar the Boneless, who was a Viking legend. Yep. And we didn't quite get to it because we had the guests on and there was a lot going on. And
You called them out on some names.
I did. There was a lot of just...
We'll get there,
but first we have to go with Charles.
It's the journey
first.
That matters.
Yes.
We're enjoying the journey to there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Steph,
much like the Vikings.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Steph, so I think you're forgetting the most important thing.
I know. Before I even start this story, which I'm reading from our book, which just came out, Shot of History, Wild Turkey.
Available
now.
Yes, and this is the only time you can get this cover and this giant size. I mean, look, it's bigger than my hand, and my hands are, really big.
Unless we don't sell out, which is a good possibility.
Yeah, we may not sell out.
So get down here now.
Old, you can read
This is, it's basically a toilet book.
Yeah.
It looks like something you would read while you're on the toilet. And you're
when you don't have
really
your glasses
bored.
Or contacts in.
And it's in another room.
Yes. Sometimes that is the best reading.
So it's basically the only downside.
It'll either be exclusive to here or exclusive to here and our one-year
Nancy Whiskey February 11th from 4 to 7, our 1 year anniversary podcast live. It's going to be amazing, and there's so much great whiskey there to put in our shot glasses, which we will be giving away for free. And we also are this weekend, so you should come and join us. And speaking of that, you guys.
Cheers.
Here, here.
To history.
Yes, to history, to friends. To everything.
I'm not waiting. I'm already
and
done.
And thank you, Eddie, for the bullet rye.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you to Eddie for bringing our official, unofficial, official
it
sponsor.
It burns so good.
You beat me to it.
All right, children, now it's story time.
I love that high rye.
Now that we've had our, bottle over already, I'm not going to read it verbatim, but I am going to
And I will tell you this, and I said it very strongly.
That's a whole other topic.
We try not to go there, but we have. Also, we do like our Trump little blurbs.
Thank you so much to Matt McDonough for...
Yes, thank you, Matt.
You can say what you will about the man, but he's definitely quote worthy.
He says a lot of stupid shit, and I love it because we can use it for our show.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to read the first paragraph verbatim because...
Yeah.
Kind of where I talk about my Oscar-winning
movie
that I'm going to write about it. So, anyway, the story of the Mad King of France is this crazy roller coaster ride of emotions, and it really is. If I could write any movie, it would be this one. It would win all the Oscars for everything, so don't even bother showing up, all you Hollywood bitches. That wasn't verbatim, but it was close enough.
Yeah,
them's fighting words.
Yeah. So we're going to start from the beginning. Charles...
I would hope that's where we start.
Well, I mean, normally
we're
going to
start from the end.
Died,
they all died.
So.
Going to say some non-linear Tarantino style stuff.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Like, we start at the beginning, and then we go, like, somewhere completely different. So he was born, obviously, to privilege. He became a king, so he was born into privilege. I was like, who are you waving at? Oh, yeah, he's got a camera. Yeah.
I just like to wave to Eddie.
Time, and I'm because you're reading, but I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, this is more exciting than
me. You're like, you know what stuff's for?
I'm narrating their lives.
The action's over here.
You know what really chaps my ass? I can't
yeah, nobody
do
wants
this
to stare at my profile
anymore
for like an hour.
That's why I'm
oh, well, if you read the back of the book, you know, some people might disagree with
you. Okay, so Charles the VI was born in France in the year 1368. Mm. He was going to get the crown eventually. His dad died pretty young. So when he turned 11, he was actually eligible to take the crown. He didn't take it. He let his uncles run the monarchy for him. And so they had full run of the treasury. They had full run of everything. They were running the government. They were running everything.
So kind of like what Trump's doing now.
Pretty. His uncles are in charge.
Just because he has the mind of an 11-year-old.
At this time, obviously, Charles was young, and he didn't know any better. Yeah. So he was like, oh, my uncles, like, really want to help me out. So I've never had an uncle really want to help me out.
No.
Ever.
No.
I mean,
no.
Like, you're like, oh, I have to move. Can you help me move this couch? Fuck you.
Did
like,
you
they just don't care. Uncles don't care.
No, they don't.
That is a thing that we were learning today.
I take umbrance to that. I help my niece with nothing.
Well, you're not my uncle, so... My uncles don't help anyone. And no uncle that I've ever
met. I have
met.
An uncle in the furniture business, too.
Robinson Wow? How can I read after that? Anyway. So, the real tragedy here, well, the first tragedy of this whole story is that this is taking place during the plague, the bubonic plague. There were roving bandits that were just, like, killing villages. The country was very unsafe, and the monarchy was not really taking care of their people as well as they could have.
So roving bands of people were raping the land and pillaging the women? Or, I mean, the strike that.
Yes. Exactly. It was, like, a really sad time. So there was, like, all the stuff going on. Charles was walking into some shit already without his uncles running the country before he took over.
Yeah.
So... he wanted to help the people, and he was, like, a really good dude. He talked to every person from every station of life. He never really was like, oh, you're poor. I don't want to talk to you because I'm a king, you know. He was just, like, a baller. Like, he was super nice and, like, to everyone. Yeah. Just equal opportunity. So I appreciate that a lot out of him. And he was super young. He was also, like, the coolest person I've never met. So anyway, other than Andrew Jackson, but he did a lot of terrible thing. So we're not going to, like, go there. So he took over the throne at the age of 21. Mm-hmm. When he took it over, he found out that his uncles had pillaged the treasury. Mm-hmm. And they took all this money, and the country is already, like, bankrupt. So they're taking money because they're assholes, you know, asshole uncles, as they are. And,
you know, as they do.
In my experience, asshole uncles. He walked into this ugly situation. As I said, there was the plague. There was, like, all these roving bandits. Everything was getting pillaged. It was ugly. And then his uncles did that shit. So these people are already poor. They're already broke. And then I forgot to tell you this.
True. Like,
this is just for you.
Oh, okay. Everyone cover your ears. Raised, this is only for me.
They raised taxes.
What?
And that they stole money from the treasury and raised taxes because they're like, hey,
we need,
like,
more
let's
money
just
to
take
steal?
All the poor people's money.
But they're already poor.
I don't know how they could afford to pay for it, but they found a way. This is probably
prostitution. I'm still confused. Are we talking about Charles or are we talking about Donald Trump?
You know, at this point.
And how obvious was the theft? Did he like walk in like, hey, uncle, did you swipe this money? And then he was like, I won't dignify that with an answer, like solid gold suit.
That would be amazing. I wish that happened. I think it was basically just that they were the only people running the state. And there was nobody else that could have stole it. And they didn't really try to, like, hide it. Basically was like...
Crazy. They got me!
But you're Andrew Jackson, so you walk it off.
That's right.
Walk it off. So there was no, like, questioning it. They were the guys that did it. There was, like, two or three uncles. Never have two or three uncles run anything for you.
Nope.
Not a gas station. Not, like,
if three uncles are running it, they're... equally stealing because, you know, then they'd have to screw each other over.
Yeah. They'd get it over because it's like, this is weird governance.
I feel like we could make a Game of Thrones out of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely.
It gets worse from here. I'm really sorry. You didn't know
it
about
gets
that.
Worse? This is definitely Donald Trump's America.
I have to backtrack a few years. Because we're going into when the Mad King was 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
He married the most bodacious princess of all time.
Wait, bodacious?
Bodacious.
Sweet.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm channeling my Bill and Ted. My Bill and Ted, awesome. Okay?
I thought it was one of the most bodacious Bill and Ted princesses.
Yes, exactly. So he met her. Mm-hmm. Like a few days or like a week before they were supposed to get married, and he was so fucking like horny. He couldn't like he saw her and he was like, "Fuck! Like we need to get married tomorrow. Yeah. Like we can't wait.
Trico
we are getting married
and every statue he's
right
ever
away.
I gotta buy this statue right now."
Which there is a live statue walking around here. He is in clear danger of getting
Trico.
Attacked.
Trico is going to get in there.
Oh yeah.
We're not going to have to issue the warrant for Trico's arrest. Except it's going to be an actual warrant for Trico's arrest.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely will. You know what? I got your back.
You got bail money?
Yeah.
Well, not that, but I got your back.
If you actually penetrate him, there's nothing I can do.
Is that considered a statutory rape?
Oh God, I'm going to bark.
Thank you. I'll be here all weekend. Tip your waitresses.
It was a crime of passion, people. Come on.
Or lust, not really passion. He's not wooing them.
It's always passion with Draco.
Yeah.
He's Latino. Not Latino.
Yeah. I've never heard the statues complain.
They don't say no.
No?
Because they can't.
This one most definitely had Draco.
The one down there is going.
Good news. Don't have to pre-drill the hole. Steph is gone.
Yeah, I'm just killing him.
So about that Charles.
Yeah.
Steph is completely
lost. I need something to wash my brain. Can something do that?
You need to go to sleep. We talk
I have
about
my
this.
Spinal fluid. Yeah. Wash my brain. That's what happens when you sleep. Which is why I like sleep so much.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're talking about Charles.
So he had to tap this, right?
Then I can dig it.
Like, yeah,
he was super pumped about it. And
oh, yeah.
They didn't even speak the same language. She was, like, French. No, he's French. And she was, like...
Saxon or something like
something
that.
Something like that. I don't know. It's really not in
here. So he's just pointing to his junk like, huh?
Sign language.
No, I imagine it was like the Looney Tunes when the skunks saw each other.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what Looney Tunes are you watching?
Yeah, like the eyes were hearts and they were just like, but instead of hearts, they were just like genitalia. Like, just like, you know, hers was her genitalia.
Charles
he took a baguette and threw it in some Swiss cheese.
What is
Swiss cheese bread?
Yes.
Yes.
We've been men forever. I need to hear that in my life.
Gotten away with being as forward as Pepe Le Pew. These days, you really can't do it.
No.
I'm thinking
what happened
was Jean Lajoie came back in time and was all like, "Show me your genitals."
Yeah.
Your genitals.
And they got it on.
Hard.
I can't have sex with your college degree.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry.
Knock, knock. It's me again. Wondered why you're still not naked.
We love you, John. Anywho, so we are going to talk about his famous love, Isabeau.
Yes.
Not right now, though. Okay. We have to get back to his shit.
Okay.
She has a lot of shit, too.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, he had just ousted,
ousted
his uncles from power and found out about the money thing, and he took over when things were very tumultuous, as we had talked about.
There was no money. No money whatsoever.
Also, the Hundred Years' War was going on during this.
Oh, okay.
Little wars were breaking out all over the place. It was kind of bleak as Kylo Ren in high school. Really sad.
You got the plague, you got wars, like 100 years war.
I mean, shit was real.
People are poor.
He's like, our country is bankrupt. Yeah. My
walls
are
being built.
He's like, at least they didn't touch me anywhere they shouldn't have, but you know, my whole country is bankrupt. Whatever. So he takes his kingdom back, and he's like really good for like, I think maybe 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. And then some shit happened, and there's different versions of the shit. So let me get into that. Before he started his reign, he'd fallen ill, and they didn't know what it was, and he was losing his hair and his fingernails. And I don't know what else actually happened. That was the stuff that they talked about in the stuff that I read. Apparently he probably had fevers and whatever. They didn't know what it was because, you know, modern medicine, whatever.
Yeah. They put some leeches on him. Yeah.
Leeches. Just lay in a bed of leeches. You'll be fine. Has anybody ever had a leech on them that's sitting here?
Not me, no.
I have not. I've always been terrified since I saw Standby.
I stay out of mud. No. Yeah.
I've never had a leech on me. My sister did, and I had to pull it off.
What?
It was the most horrifying thing that I ever did.
Do you put some salt on it, and then
good to go? Just because they suck that right up.
Oh yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm pretty redneck, and I've been in a lot of weird creeks. Never once have I had a leech.
Is it a crick?
Yes.
Crick.
Honestly, I fell in the Clinton River a few years back. Yeah. Honestly, like leeches would have been the best thing I could hope for. So.
Yes, I went down to the creek so I could fix my roof. And I want that root beer.
And a glass of milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
glass
man.
Of milk. Can I get some water as well? okay, Steph, continue.
Oh, yes. I'm supposed to still talk?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm
No, I was falling asleep, and not because of what you were saying. You're actually really funny. You're so funny.
She was just trying to wash her brain.
Well, she's really trying to convince you.
I'm sure she's super funny.
I'm just really tired. We had a long night.
Wait.
And then Ellie took over my bed, so I had to go sleep in another room.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it really?
There was a lot of sawing wood. And it wasn't from me, okay? Yeah. So everything's fine.
Yeah, we heard about the clenching story earlier.
Anyway.
Yes. For another time.
I didn't even smoke anymore, and my throat still gets all whatever.
Slimy.
Clemmed.
Clemmed.
Okay, so there's two stories about what happened before he went mad. He had gotten sick. That is a fact. But there are two different versions of how he went actually batshit.
Syphilis. I'm guessing syphilis.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's always syphilis. I mean, back in the day, it was always syphilis. Yeah, like, you fuck enough people, you're going to get syphilis.
It's like a medieval house, which is always just say syphilis for everything.
Yeah. Well, syphilis. I just have a little case of syphilis. It's really not a big deal.
My lord, did you bend this wench?
Yes. I'm just going to walk it off. Yeah. I'm going to walk it off. So, okay. The most popular telling of what happened is that it was a hot day, and this dude ran up to the king while he was on horseback, and he was yelling like these prophetic words of like doom and betrayal, and like life is going to be crazy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right on.
I mean, I feel like you did that to me earlier this morning.
What?
You came in the hotel room and you yelled at me.
What? I did not yell.
Things were going to be horrible and dark. And then you were like, wait a minute.
I had a bell. I was ringing it. Hear you.
Like, wrong room. And I'm like, we really try to talk to you. so anyway, this unsettled the king. And then while they were riding, one of the pages had dropped a lance, so it made this really loud noise, and it startled him, and he went apeshit, and he fucking murdered like three of his men. He awesome. Murdered them. It took like a bunch of dudes to like, pull him off these guys that he had already killed. I don't know if he was like hugging them or like, what he was doing after that. But,
death by
so
hugging.
Anyway, the second version is that a page startled him and that was it. And then
a
he
page,
went crazy and
like
only killed
page,
one knight. But that's not
a
true.
A page from a book or are we
a
talking?
Page. We're talking about.
Like
the
a mini knight. Like Knight Junior. Yeah.
Like death by hugging where yeah. men like bears or something.
Yeah. Wait, bears yeah. as in the animal bears?
Yes. Or yes. like a
no,
bear.
A bear
not
is
that
in,
kind of bear.
Hello.
Like Trike is that. Trike would be that bear.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
What yes. if it floats your boat story wise?
Yeah.
Like,
well, apparently,
like,
you were horny, hugging, so you never know.
He was all about that wife. Yeah. So anyway.
He took a trip to San Francisco. There was a bear. Long story short, syphilis.
So he gets back to his castle. He's in a fucking coma because they don't really explain why, but he was in a coma,
well, when you
apparently.
Get syphilis from a bear. I mean, that's what
I mean, yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Bears are candy now.
It's a thing. So he wakes up after 2 days of being in a coma, and he hears that he killed three of his men, and he's really upset about it.
Yeah.
So he obviously didn't do it on purpose. There was obviously like a disconnect between his actions and who he was as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is like the saddest part. He had this remorse and he tried to like do better and like be good
and not
was
kill
normal
people.
For yeah. you know, a while.
For,
and then
for a little time.
And then he was made out of glass.
And then yeah. We're getting there. We're okay. getting there. We're going with
but he was made out of glass
burning men
and
first.
Bruce Willis showed up.
It's not for New Year's resolution. I'm not gonna kill anyone.
Yeah. He's made of
he
glass.
Tried really hard.
Bruce Willis shows up. M. Night Shyamalan goes, "What a twist!" And he's dead.
And then he's dead.
Yeah. Roll credits.
So the year after that, like in starting with that episode, he had on and off
bouts of killing people,
where he got crazy and like did crazy shits.
Yeah.
We're gonna start with the Burning Man incident, which is. You know,
did he
I think
go to
where
a
Burning
desert?
Man came from.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he go to a desert, smoke a lot of weed?
No, he didn't. But what he did do, there was this ball called the Ball of the Burning Men. King
I
and
had
some
that one year. Sorry, syphilis.
That was gonorrhea. Oh,
that's awesome.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, the burn is definitely
true.
Gonorrhea.
Sorry. Sorry to take us off track.
And Dev knows all about the gonorrhea. Yes.
Where do you think I got it?
Bears are riddled with disease.
And not just rabies. Yes.
Excuse me. Excuse me, bear fucker.
Do you need my assistance? Okay, so the king goes to this ball. He yep. is kind
did he
of
choke
like,
when he got to the ball.
I don't know. I have no
with
idea.
His staff?
Yes. All right. All right, continue.
Unless you're
I'm done.
Gonna
I'm
feed
done.
Me more alcohol. Like I need this yeah, to
I'm
stop.
Done. I'm done.
Just
I'm done.
Okay. So him and his friends thought it would be a fucking scream
yeah.
to wear these outfits made out of linen and hemp and then cover themselves in pitch. And you know how they lit halls with, well, they lit everything with
yeah.
lamps and torches. And they're like, oh, okay, we're going to move all the torches to one side. No big whoop, right? So the guys covered in pitch
yeah.
that will catch on fire are on the other side. This one asshole, there's always that one fucking
yeah.
asshole, ruins it for everyone.
Trico.
Focus on.
Yeah.
Zoom in. I don't even know if you can.
You can.
Oh, that's so close to your face. So there's one guy who's like, oh, it's really kind of dark in here because everything's only lit with torches.
Yeah.
I can't see what you look like. I'm going to grab this torch and I'm going to walk over to the other side of the room. To the guys
yeah.
that are covered in pitch and linen and hemp, lit them all on fire. They all got lit on fire. He was the only one that survived, Charles VI. Everybody else died that night in the fire or
wow.
they died like within the next couple of days.
Were all the guys his uncles? He's like, hey, uncles, let's dress up. It was all part of his
plan. That would have been great, but no. They were just like
kids,
random.
As the
kids
like, say, they were like his that buds. Party was lit.
Were they his buds?
No, they were his buds. Because basically,
were flaming.
Yeah.
If I came to you, Trike, and I was like, we are going to cover ourselves in linen and hemp and pitch and go run around. And
so like yesterday.
Yeah, exactly what we did last night. But we didn't get lit on fire.
Yeah. And I at least cover myself in the good part of the plant. That way, at least everyone would have a good time.
There you go.
Is there a fireproof cuff I could wear?
Let my death bring something good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, he didn't die because there was a woman who had a giant hoop skirt on, as they did back in the day.
Of course.
And
she
hit on
like, so smothered the flame with her skirt. And she didn't get lit on fire, which is amazing.
She's like a superhero.
Yeah.
That is like, impressive. She honestly should have a monument. Like, she saved the crazy king. So, anyway, this fucked him up even more than he was already fucked up. Like, he was having, I think he might have been manic depressive, because I feel like he had like those moments where he was like super high and super low.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then also crazy. also just crazy.
And they had leeches try and suck the crazy out of him, but it didn't work.
It's not working.
Not enough leeches.
A bathtub of leeches. Can somebody find one?
I'm sure.
Somewhere? Maybe?
I'm sure we can make that happen.
Yeah, it's probably on Amazon.
There was an apothecary
a full of leeches.
On that
oh my
side.
God, I'm putting that in my safe for later.
Yeah.
Anywho, so there were moments when he would like forget that he was king. He'd be like, "I'm not the king. I'm not married. I have no children." He would just like be screaming and yelling like all throughout his gigantic castle.
As one does.
Well, yeah, if I had a gigantic castle, I'd just be like, hello, and like wait for the echo.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't be able to afford furniture, I feel like, if I had a castle. So it would just echo off
that's
all the stone.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
Castle Echo Podcast.
Echo Podcast. That I don't record. I just, it's like all in my mind.
Well, repeats back to you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to the glass
sweet
thing. So... This is the weirdest thing ever.
Excuse me, drink.
He had these moments where he thought he was made out of glass, and he would not move. He would sit in a chair, like, really stiff, and he wouldn't move because he was afraid if he moved and he bumped anything that he would shatter, like, completely shatter.
You know, I think I do remember hearing this story, and, like, it's an actual psychological condition.
It took over medieval France. Like, people all over the country had this madness where they thought they were made out of glass.
Not the dancing madness. That's a totally different time.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing the time warp again, okay? Like, this is not what we're talking about.
But yeah, no, there's an actual, like, psychological condition.
Yeah, it's a
still
study.
Yeah, people still get that, where they sit in a chair and they'll just, like, they don't want anybody to touch them because they're afraid they'll shatter.
Yeah. It's a whole weird thing. But he took it, like, to a higher level. He had clothing made that had, like, wires built in to, like, protect him. So that, like, if anybody bumped into him, like, they couldn't actually touch his physicality. Yeah. So, like, me doing this to you, he had, like...
Hey Steph, you gotta talk into the mic.
He had, like, three... Sorry, I'm getting all excited. I'm talking
about podcasting works. This
is my voice. All right.
Use your microphone voice.
Don't tell me what to do. So... he had like 2 or 3 inches like out from his body. That was like
it's basically
a bubble, you know, like a protective bubble so that he couldn't be broken. And he used to like hide in cupboards so nobody could find him because he's like, if somebody finds me and they touch me, I'm gonna break. I mean, I've hidden in cupboards before, but that was just because I was trying to find some like mac and cheese and I like fell in. Like it wasn't like I did it on purpose. So.
I think
anyway,
it's like a cat in a man suit or something. Cabinets.
So we're gonna go back to his wife, really quick. The bodacious princess, Isabeau.
Yeah,
super bodacious. Apparently, like she was a babe and like you know, raging boner, yada yada. we've discussed this.
Wait, no, hold on.
Was she like Abraham Lincoln?
Did she have the raging boner? I'm confused.
That's what made her a babe.
Yeah.
She might have had like a 6 o'clock shadow, not even a 5 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock. She was very devoted to him. Like she was a good wife. She took care of him even after he went crazy, and eventually, like she even slept with him. like after he was crazy. He had a like super crazy libido. He wanted to fuck like all the time. So eventually,
wouldn't it be weird if he had? Wouldn't it be weird if he had the glass delusion while he was mid coitus?
Oh god!
And like he's just like afraid the whole time his dick's gonna fall off.
Oh my god!
She's not wearing diamonds, right?
That is amazing. That's
amazing. That would be so weird. That would be. I don't know what I could do with my life if that happened.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of psychological delusions like that can be deferred when you're doing something physical, which is why people who have like anxiety or depression and stuff, like if you like you snap a rubber band on your wrist or like whatever, like you're distracted. So I think when he was fucking, like he was fine. He's like, I'm not glass. I'm distracted. Yeah. My penis is filled with blood and I'm doing this thing. It's
sometimes
amazing.
I feel a little crazy, except for when I'm having sex and I'm completely sane.
And I'm solid. Shatter, what better way to do it?
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
So, my penis broke, but I'm okay because I just got that nut off.
I was waiting for you to say something about that dick.
There was no valets involved, so I couldn't park that dick. So
There's no valets in the story. There might have been, but I didn't read about them.
Did he nickname her the glass blower?
Oh,
glass house. Yeah. Oh my god.
You're fired.
Oh.
I love you. You're fired.
I mean, that was pretty
good. So anyway.
I was sitting here with her for a couple minutes like, I gotta say it.
Yeah. I was like, man, I gotta come up with a terrible pun.
Blow their mind.
The puns are the worst part of the show.
Yeah.
I think you guys do it on purpose just to like make me hate you.
At a certain point, it is totally to make you hate us.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the play on words.
Yeah.
Your facial expression is
I guess I do.
In glass houses.
Eat shit. Anyway.
Shouldn't throw boners.
Oh, God. So, yeah, his wife was, like, down to bone for, like, a really long time, even, like, when he was letting himself go crazy, like, not bathing and all that other stuff. Finally, she got over it, and she found a woman that looked like her.
Oh!
To confuse.
So she had a stand-in?
She had a stand-in, and I guess the Mad King just fucked this chick. Like,
well,
he probably knew he didn't care.
Any,
like,
because it looked like
any
her.
Port in a storm, Steph. Any port in a storm.
But Isabel was over it, and she started banging her brother-in-law.
Wait, what?
Brother-in-law.
In-law, so
actual brother. We're not Game of Thrones-ing this, okay? I mean, we could Game of Thrones this, but we're not
I was confused.
And she was, like, not even, like, coy about it. She was just, like, gallivanting all over, like, different countries and, like, hanging out with her brother-in-law.
She was calling people over to
Elizabeth,
watch.
She's like, hey, everybody! You know, if they would have had, like, Twitter or, like, Facebook, they would be live Facebooking this, you know? They would be. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Nice.
There is a question of whether the last two children she had were his or the brother-in-law's.
Mm.
So.
Of course.
I mean, she's fucking around. You know. They didn't have Maury Povich. So there was no way to find out.
And I imagine, like, you know, the brother-in-law wasn't, like, black or something like that. So it's like, oh, he's different.
If when the kids come out made out of glass and, you know, that's it.
Kings.
Yeah. Oh. That's a crystal baby. Clearly the kings.
That'd be an obvious way to tell. Yeah. It's really good. So she didn't give any fucks about her behavior. Well, she ended up getting like banished out of the kingdom, whatever. She didn't care about that either. She was just like, big whoop, want to fight about it? She didn't.
She was like, there's plenty of dicks outside of this kingdom.
Yeah. Oh my god. So yes, we are live at Clash Rock. I don't know why. I'm getting distracted.
Yeah.
Because it's super loud. Anyway, okay, so I'm almost done. Give me 1.5 more minutes.
We gotta talk into the mics like this.
Can we do this?
Yeah, you're super.
Probably.
Can we do this?
Is this better, Dad?
You're super peeing.
Okay,
it
so
out.
Basically they treated him like archaically for mental illness. They drilled holes in his head. Let out the demons.
Yeah.
And they did like bloodletting. They did all this other, like, they did scare therapy or scarapy. Scarapy. Remember when you said that? Scarapy? Yeah. Where people... Trademark. TM. Where his staff would just, like, jump out at him to try to keep him from, like, being crazy. I'm like, that would make me more crazy.
Right.
If people are jumping out at me, I'm more crazy now. I might accidentally stab you in the eyeball. Yeah. Like, don't do that. It's horrible. So, then he died.
I feel like they're being loud just to fuck with us.
Probably.
And
they're
so
Trump supporters, so they're like...
I just talk so much.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I've got something for this. If it can be heard.
And I feel like it's getting really loud in here, so it might be time to wrap up the live show.
Yes.
You want to skip plugs, and we'll just kind of...
Yeah, no plugs. We love our sponsors, but it's really loud in here.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We don't have headphones.
We'll add a shout-out to you later in a quiet studio.
Trico, you peak so much. I don't know what it is about your voice.
Mine?
Yes.
Is this better?
No. That's actually way worse.
What about
like
this?
Live that's show way now. Worse. I can only see people's lips moving.
Yeah. All right.
So until next time, I'm Trike.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm the Color Man Big Dev.
You're Eddie.
I'm Eddie.
Yeah.
Allie.
Blue Raven Hoovener.
Thank you for listening. Clash of Ages. Yay. Live. Woo!